at the Altec Symposium. I'm speaking with Jude Capper. And Jude, first of all, if you would, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. I'm an assistant professor of animal science at Washington State University. I've been there about 2 years, and my main focus of research is in the environmental impact of beef and dairy production.
Well, that's what caught my eye, seeing that you're a speaker here on the program, and for the dairy track, I guess you would say, talking about emissions, and I just thought it was fascinating title. Tell me a little bit about the kind of information that you wanted to share here with the attendees.
So the main take-home is basically that if we improve productivity, we cut land use, we cut water use, we cut fertilizer and fossil fuel use, and we cut the total carbon footprint. So we've done some amazing things in the U.S. dairy industry over the last 67 years in improving health, welfare, management, nutrition, genetics. All of those things have vastly improved productivity, i.e. milk yield per cow, and so therefore cut land use, water use, energy use, and the carbon footprint.
I think that there are a lot of people who don't know that intuitively. So your research and this story is one that I want to see, you know, help tell that story, because we do see people who kind of attack the dairy industry along these lines, but maybe some of that's a little misguided. They just haven't, this research hasn't been done before, I guess.
Absolutely. So the popular image is that back in the 40s, everything was happy and sunny. There was no greenhouse gases or climate change or waste or anything else. And because we've improved efficiency so much in terms of the carbon footprint, for example, compared to 1944, the footprint per pound of milk has actually gone down 63% between then and now. So it's a huge improvement.
Yeah, that's an amazing number. Do you think that that's going to continue to improve?
So at the moment, we have individual cows with a milk average of 40,000 pounds. The world record cow was in Wisconsin just last year. She produced 72,000 pounds of milk in 365 days. The national average right now is about 22,000 pounds. So we can go a huge way forward still before we reach a plateau.
Now, this is in the United States we're talking about here. This does not apply to other parts of the world, though, right?
So that's a good point. The global average would be far lower. But if we look at trends, both for New Zealand, for Europe, for Canada, for the States, for all the developed milk-producing nations, they've all shown that improvement trend over time, just of varying extents, obviously, but everybody's improving.
So I guess, you know, I see people who maybe are, I just use the word extremists, alarmists, who want us to believe that, you know, like we're all going to die tomorrow because of greenhouse gas emissions. Really, there is a story that needs to be told, that there's a lot of optimism we should have about what we're doing in agriculture, because granted, you know, there are realities of greenhouse gas emissions, but there's also a reality that we're doing a lot of work to improve not only our productivity, but also things like carbon footprint for those who measure that particular aspect of what we're doing.
Exactly. There can be no doubt that everything we've done over the last 50 years and everything we'll keep doing, which improves economics, which keeps milk safe, affordable, nutritious, also has a carbon benefit, a land benefit, a water benefit, and an energy benefit. It works all the way through.
Is the work that you've done or this information publicly available where we could point people to if they want to get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. We had our 1944 versus 2007 work came out in the Journal of Animal Sciences 2 years ago. If you go to their website, if you search for Kappa, it'll be on there. You can find it there.
All right, well, we'll definitely point them there. Now, anything else that you wanted people to take away from here at the symposium in your presentations?
I guess the main point is, don't be afraid of efficiency. It isn't a bad word. Both in dairy and beef, it's only by improving that on a global basis that we can make sufficient, nutritious, affordable milk, meat, and eggs at a low environmental cost overall.
Well, and I almost forgot this, but I got to ask it here. You're involved in social media, I know, because we are connected via Facebook or Twitter. Just maybe a comment about using these mechanisms to tell this kind of story to people who maybe just don't know.
I think they're both a great media just to get people thinking and asking questions and saying, hey, what about antibiotics? What about grass-fed beef? What about hormones in milk? All of those things where otherwise people don't have that forum to ask other people about them. So, yeah, they're fabulous tools.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. That's Jude Capper here at the All Tech Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.